Today is the first day of unleavened bread. And those of us who are baptized members took the Passover a couple days ago, which symbolizes Christ's sacrifice, which he endured on our behalf. Now, we are also about to endure a week of making sure that we're not going to eat anything unleavened, which symbolizes our commitment to live a sinless life. Now, although this is hard to do, there still may be some times where we will slip up, accidentally perhaps eat something that is leavened, or even accidentally stumble upon something that is leavened, that we may find in our homes, which we thought that we had disposed of. I have plenty of stories to share about that, but I'm not going to go into that. But at least you know there are some. We may have been guilty of that in the past, all of us perhaps. Maybe in the past couple days, we may have already slipped up. You know, I'll admit it, that I was, since it shows just how easy it is to get caught up in sin. I'm not here today to talk about our slip-ups, since I only have an offertory to give. But I do want to share with you something that we are to do right now, throughout this week, which we are always to do. The Feast of Unleavened Bread has just started last night, and we have a week to, as the saying goes, be on our toes, being careful not to eat anything leavened. We are going to be tested. That's true. We will be tested. But this is not the most important thing to consider. Is that how we should think? Or should we think about the symbolism behind all of this and why we are doing this every year? We are going to observe the Days of Unleavened Bread again next year. Not just the Days of Unleavened Bread, but all of God's commanded holy days. We attend a feast every year. We keep the Sabbath every week. We keep doing what God commands us to do. And there is a particular word for this that we do always. That word is consistency. That is what I want to talk to you about today. This should all be a natural thing to us. We do the same thing over and over again. Shouldn't be difficult to forget. Because it is stated in the Bible what we should continue to do, we therefore do it. Let's look at this in Exodus 31. We are consistently going to be going over the same scriptures too. So let's read it anyway in Exodus 31, chapter 31, verse 13 through 17. Surely my Sabbaths you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. You shall keep the Sabbath, for it is holy to you. Everyone who profanes it shall surely be put to death, for whoever does any work on it, that person shall be cut off from among his people. Work shall be done for 6 days, but the seventh is a Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations as a perpetual covenant, a covenant to keep the Sabbath. Verse 17, it is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever, like we have heard this morning, forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. This is nothing new to us, yet we will continue to read this every year. The Bible is very consistent and does not contradict itself. Like a mother or a father teaching their child and letting them know between right and wrong, the moment you give in and let the child do what he or she wants, the more difficult it is to get back on track. We do not want to be inconsistent. God the Father and Jesus Christ are our parents, and they teach us right from wrong. And it may seem strict, but it is for our own good and it is because they love us. We live by their way, and we will live in peace and in harmony. We will be consistent in everything that we do. And when we were baptized, we were changed and cleansed of our sins. When we take the Passover every year, which we just did, we repent of our sins, since we do always sin, and our sins are forgiven, and we are cleansed. And we have to do this every year. We are not perfect. We then should do our best to continue to live right and to be clean. This is consistency, even though we may be inconsistent at times, but God's plan and His law is truly consistent. We read about God's Ten Commandments in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, and that we should keep them. Now, nowhere in the Bible does it say they are no longer in effect. Quite the opposite. We read throughout the Bible, numerous times in both the Old and New Testament, that we are to keep all the commandments. For example, let's look at John chapter 14, verse 21. John chapter 14, verse 21, we read, He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. And in chapter 15 and verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And verse 14, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Very familiar scriptures. We have just read them. We've just heard about them. And we will continue to hear about them. This no doubt shows consistency. And for us to be consistent, we have to keep all His commandments. We don't pick and choose what we want to do. Well, you can, but that's not the right way. You're supposed to keep them all. Look what happens when we break one of them. In James chapter 2, verse 10. James chapter 2, verse 10, for whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, you'll be guilty for all. The law comes in a whole package. It is complete. Take one of them out, it is incomplete. Another way we are consistent is by prayer and studying. What do we do every day, or at least we should, before we go to bed or wake up in the morning? We pray, don't we? In fact, we pray often. It is for our own good because we want to have that good communication with God. There are many examples in the Bible where people prayed often. David, Daniel, Job, Jesus, just to name a few. This is what we do consistently. Notice in Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, verse 9 and 10. We read, so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. To him who knocks, it will be opened. The point of this? Well, it never hurts to ask. But also to study on a regular basis. Each week, we get an update. It's sent out. It's very beneficial for all of us. It keeps us up to date what is going on in the world. And how it ties in with what the Bible has to say. The Bible is very clear on how it is a command for us to watch what is going on in this world. Because if we didn't, we wouldn't know what's happening, right? We don't know when Christ is coming back to this earth, which is why we need to watch. Matthew 24, verse 42. Booklets are also being written on specific subjects in the Bible for our behalf, which helps us better to understand the Bible, to help us to study. If we don't study on a regular basis, it will be more difficult to retain information and we will start to forget. And that could really be with anything in life. you learn something, but then you don't practice it, you're going to start to forget. If we have a skill, for example, that we are good at, we must keep working at it, right? Because if we don't, like I said, we're going to forget. Same principle applies here. God gives us all knowledge and skill. Daniel chapter 1, verse 17. He gave us His Holy Spirit at the time of our baptism, which has opened our minds to more understanding. The more we study, the more we know, and the more we won't forget. Now, since we are about to give an offering, as is commanded to do on every high day, it is also important to note that this is very consistent as well. Not just offering, but also when it comes to tithing. Let's look at this in Exodus 35, verse 5. Exodus chapter 35, verse 5. Take from among you an offering to the Lord. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring and is an offering to the Lord. And also in chapter 25 and verse 2. Chapter 25 and verse 2 of Exodus. Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering. Continue to be consistent in keeping the holy days and the feasts, in prayer and in studying, in all what God commands us to do, including tithes and offerings. If we are consistent on what God tells us, we will be blessed beyond anything that we can ever imagine.